Blog Talk Radio.
This is for every one of you out there. Have patience. Wait on the Lord. Just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. This song simply says wait.
Sometimes in life, you'll find that you get in a hurry, but when you have assurance, no need to worry, you can wait on the Lord, and you'll see, just trust in him. Don't be dismayed. Oh, hang on.
Patience in time of trouble.
Yes.
Trust and believe.
Nobody can do you like him.
name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches Byrd. Hallelujah. We are on fire for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For the word of the Lord is in us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's just like fire shut up in our bones. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you all. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you listening to us and tuned in to us. Hallelujah. All over the world, we God bless you, and we thank God for you folk over in Salt Lake City, Utah. We heard from y'all and folk in Montana. Hallelujah, glory to God. That they heard us on Truth Radio Network, picked us up and said, Lord, this guy, the Holy Spirit is using this guy to speak the truth, and this woman of the word to speak the truth. And so we thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
All over the world.
We're
going to be hearing from other folks from all over the place as well.
Amen.
Our word is a right now word.
Thank
not
you.
Because of us, but because of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank all of you. You just don't know. You telling at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too, it means so much to that person.
Hallelujah.
Somebody could be contemplating suicide because they feel no one loves them.
Mm.
But you picking up the phone, you pick up the phone for a whole lot of stuff already, ordering food, ordering your taxi cab, ordering Uber, doing all those other things you do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you pick up your phone and you call somebody.
Hallelujah.
And you tell them that God loves them and you love them.
Amen.
Oh, man. It's going to make somebody's day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's going to save somebody's life. You say, well, how you know that? Well, it's done it in the past.
Amen. Amen.
I don't believe that was the end of saving lives.
Hallelujah.
With the word
thank
of truth from the word of God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And before we go on any further, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestion on today.
Hi, everybody. Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Take out your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. As we are getting ready to learn some things and write down some scriptures. The pastor has a boatload of scriptures to give to you tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. So take out your marker, your highlighters, everything that you're going to use to write notes with and circle pages and take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. If you don't have the communion elements that we use when you come past the house and get some, but take out some bread or toast or water or grape juice or orange juice, whatever you have.
Hallelujah.
Jesus understands. Hallelujah. Redo your alarms for 7 o'clock in the morning worship and prayer. Hallelujah. We had ourselves a good time this morning. Redo your calendars for Tuesday night. Institute of Biblical Learning. We had a good time last night too. Hallelujah. I know the students, they're going to have this stuff a good time doing homework too. Read the calendar for midweek victory service. And then the second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. You never know what we're going to talk about. But it's all going to be scripture-based, and it's going to be encouraging to your soul. Hallelujah. We have dynamic ministers of the word that breaks down the word and that blesses you with just some nuggets that you can live by. And then on Sundays, we have our victory service, our international victory service at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. But the first Sunday of the month, we have a guest speaker. And this month, our guest speaker will be Pastor Theodis Lee of Essex, Maryland. He and his congregation will be with us. And afterwards, we serve dinner. Hallelujah. Come and fellowship, not just over the word of God, but fellowship over some good food. And just fellowship with the saints of God. Come and be encouraged. There's many ways of being encouraged. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And please look at our website. Go to rymmi.org and look at the vision of this church. Hallelujah. We mean righteousness for Jesus. And now there's a GoFundMe page. Go to GoFundMe.com and pull up Renewing Your Minds International Ministries, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And you may do it every day and donate. You want to do $1? Up to $2.5 million. We believe in God for a facility that will minister to, that we can use to minister to the people of God. We need your assistance. We need join your faith with ours, we are believing God. We're believing God for a facility that we'll be able to feed the people of God, clothe the people of God. Will they be able to dine? Will they be able to come in and be ministered in the word of God to be ministered to? A sanctuary, a dining hall, classrooms. We're believing God for it all. And you can be a part. You can help us out. Thank you so much. And when you come to church on Sundays, or just drop past the house and you drop them at the front door in the mailbox, we need your pennies because we are assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. They don't have hospitals over there like we do, y'all. A lot of times when a mom or someone taking a sick one to the hospital, a lot of times their loved one dies before they even get to the hospital. Okay? They don't have ambulances like we do. They don't have facilities like we do, y'all. So what we can be a part of the blessing to them, okay, helping them build a hospital. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. We just thank all of you who registered for the inaugural class, certificate class of the Institute of Biblical Learning. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you, and we thank God for all of you. And also, we'll let you know, if you want to drop us a line, I don't care where you are in the world, you can do so. You can put the Potter's House Church or RYMM Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And we thank God for brother from Montana, Alan B. Wright, J.R. Thank you for his kind donation to the service, to the ministry. And we'll let you know about our ministry. We have a special plan for homeless folk. We are going to establish 6 secure shower stations around Baltimore City and metropolitan Baltimore area so that homeless people or people, for some reason, can't shower at home, they could come and shower, get clean clothes, and get a meal. And we're going to do that. That's our heart. We're going to reach out to the homeless. We're going to reach out to those for some reason or another can't do what others take for granted. So if you want to help us, you can actually call Pastor Peaches at 443-416-1201. And get a link to the GoFundMe page, and it'll take you. The link will take you right there. Again, that's 443-416-1201, and get a link to the GoFundMe page. It's our building fund, and we're hallelujah, glory to God. There's so much to be done. The harvest is great, but the labor is few. Hallelujah.
So we're looking for y'all to assist. We thank God for you. And right now, you know, I'm just thinking, Pastor Peaches, I'm quite sure somebody prayed for you.
Oh, yes.
And don't think they had you on their mind. They took a little time to pray for you. It might have been when you were in high school or grade school or when you were in college.
Yes.
When you had your first child and your second child and your third and your fourth, come on now, hallelujah. Somebody prayed for you. And guess what, Pastor Peaches? Somebody prayed for me too.
Thank
when my back was against the wall.
Thank you.
When I didn't have sense enough to call on the Lord for myself, somebody prayed for me.
Thank you.
And right now we're going to pray for others right now. Glory to God. Because we set the praises up. When the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
So we're going to put people's names in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for every man, woman, boy, and girl who listens to this service on today, oh God. We put their names in the atmosphere of blessing.
I pray.
Hallelujah. Pastor. Hallelujah. Deacon A.
Hallelujah.
Minister Linda. And Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca, the entire family, Coco and Faith, hallelujah, Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and Justin and Harry, hallelujah,
me
and Joshua, hallelujah, Big
Man Curtis,
hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of
Randy.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mr. Allen Wright.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Allen and Maurice.
Father.
And another Tavon.
Hallelujah.
And Travion. And Dominique, another Dominique, and another Dominique, and still another Dominique, and again, Justin, hallelujah, and Sister Joan, and Sister Lil, and Pastor Maxine, and Pastor Fiodi,
and Mary Chris,
Marcia, and
Ellen Wright,
Sister Carrie,
Robert Wright,
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory, glory and power.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory and honor and power belongs to our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And young people, you are not too young to give glory and honor and power to our God. Or to give him the credit that's due to him, to give praises unto him, is what I want to say. You are not too young, hallelujah, to give praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. And what day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's hot now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That was not the voice of a little child. That was the voice of Dr. Bird.
Oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I read something today, and it made me think of the encouragement. I was trying to encourage the young people. You know, and we all need encouragement so much, and so many, sometimes more times than and more times than other times. You know, but it's always good to encourage the young people, to let them know that God loves them, and let them know Jesus loves them. They are loved. You know, they a lot of times they go through so many stages, you know, and sometimes they make mistakes just like we do, just like adults do, and it's not always for us to come down hard on them, but it's just for us to love them and let them know, baby, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You want the blessings of the Lord on your life. And I thank God because I was a child that had the blessings of God on their life. Hallelujah. And probably because I was too scared to do some things. I'm next to the baby at 8. And my older sisters could tell me, oh, boy, don't do that. Mama's going to get you. Don't do that. Daddy's going to get you. Whatever. But the thing is, we don't want that to get us. You know, I'm not trying to give you young people a picture of Jesus sitting up on his high throne and he's just waiting for you to screw up so he can zap you. Or anything like that, because he's a loving God. But if you want the blessings of the Lord on your life, there are some things that we need to do. There's some things that there's a certain way we need to walk. There's a certain way we need to talk.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we are taught about the presence of God, we're taught about the word of God, and we're taught about prayer and fasting. Acts 14:23 speaks of prayer and fasting. You know, there's some things, and you may not always, it's more than one way to fast. You may not be always able to fast the food or something like that, but sometimes I share with you about sometimes coming away from social media. That's one, that sometimes you can fast social media. Just come away from it and spend the same time that you were spending it on Facebook or IG or what are the other, so many of them. Sometimes spend that time in the Word of God and listen for the voice of the Lord to drop things in your spirit. You'll be so surprised. The different things, because your mind is always wondering and ask questions. And when you get into the Word of God, that's when those answers come. Believe you me, I know what I'm talking about. That's when those answers come. Hallelujah. Acts 14:23 talks about remaining true to the faith. Hallelujah. There's some things we can do to have the blessings of the, and to have the blessings of the Lord to remain in our life. Ephesians 6:1 talks about obeying your parents in the Lord. And the third verse, it says that you may live long. Ephesians 6:3, that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. That's a blessing, especially today, to live long on the earth. So many young people are being cut down so early in the drive-bys and in the mass shootings. These days, even the little children are being cut down, even in the mass shootings.
Jesus.
Yes. Ephesians 4:29 speaks of words that edify. We need to watch what comes out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
fruit of whatever comes out your mouth. Okay, so it's just as easy to say something negative as it is something positive. So why not say the positive things? And so many times, you know, while I'm driving, walking or whatever, my mouth is constantly going. And these days, I don't have to worry about somebody thinking I'm crazy, or you know, when they see my mouth going, because everybody has these days have an earpiece in their ear and they're talking on the phone. Okay, so therefore, I don't have to worry about somebody looking at me, looking over from this car. I don't see nobody in the car. Oh, she talks, she's crazy. I don't have to worry about that anymore. Most times I have a mask. And then if my mouth is going, I'm singing praise to God. Or if I'm talking to Jesus. I don't have to worry about somebody saying, who is she talking to? But you know what? Me and the Lord, we be having that thing going on in the car. And young people, you can talk to the Lord anywhere, any place you are, wherever you are. Wherever you are, hallelujah. Jesus is, he is as close to you as your breath. He is that friend that's sticking closer than any brother. When you need somebody to be your buddy, be your friend, talk to the Lord. He is always right there waiting for you to open up, and he's always ready to bless you. He wants to bless you. Bless you. It's not just the older people in church or that's been saved a long time that's reaping the blessings of the Lord. You can have the blessings of the Lord too. Hallelujah. Luke 6:45, the last part of that scripture, it says, "For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh."
Hallelujah.
So therefore, whenever you talk, say, Lord, I want the blessings. I want your blessings on my life, Father. Lead me. Guide me. Lord, help me sometimes to come away from social media so I can have some time with you. Lord, I want to learn more and more about you. And don't you know, God will give you a desire for his word. Yes, he will. He'll give you a desire for his word. And Proverbs 4:20-22 says, my son, give attention to my word. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and help to all their flesh. It doesn't mean to walk around and having the Bible glued to your eyes, but I guarantee you, if you have the Bible, if you walk with reading the Bible, like a whole lot of people I see with the cell phones in their hands, not even knowing they're walking out in the street, I guarantee you the blessing of the Lord is going to come upon your life because you're going to learn more and more and more about the word. You're going to learn more and more about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, and then the different things, that's of this world, of the flesh, is going to diminish from your life because you're going to desire so much of God. God is going to show you so much of himself that the more he shows you of him, the more you're going to want. The more you're going to want. Then you're going to see that some of the things that you're desiring, before you even speak them out of your mouth, you're going to have them. It's going to blow your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm serious, y'all. Young people, you can have this type of relationship with the Lord. I kid you not. You would say, oh, my gosh, I was just thinking that. I didn't even pray for it. Oh, my gosh. I'm serious. God will give you, he'll bless the desires of your heart before you even pray for things. And, oh, my gosh, and he wants you to pray for, he wants you to ask for things. But before you even ask for them, he's going to be all ready to hear. They're going to be right there in your hands. And you're going to say, oh, my goodness. God is just waiting to blow your socks off. Hallelujah. When you get up in the morning, you don't have a desire to just get into the word of God. Your person will wonder, like, well, what is my child? What is this child? You want to have the desire. Do what's right around the house. To ask your parents, Mom, Dad, is there anything you need me to do for you? Well, you're going to see things that need to be done, and you're going to do them. They're not going to even have to always ask you. You're going to do those things. And they're going to wonder, like, oh, wow, what has gotten into my child? And you know what? It's the word of God that's in me. It is the word of God. God will drop the more you get into his word and you communicate with him, the more he's going to drop things in your spirit that need to be done for school, for your lessons, for your home. Things that need to be done around the house. Hallelujah. And he's also going to bless you to be able to have fun. He's going to bless you with the finances to go to the park and have a good time and go to McDonald's and go do this and go do that. It's not good. I don't mean that it's going to be a life of, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But it is. You're not going to be walking around Jesus, 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 looking cuckoo. But the joy of the Lord is going to be in your heart.
Hallelujah.
And it's going to shine out to your face.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You may even feel like skipping down the street. Hallelujah. That's what the joy of the Lord on the inside was doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then you're going to wonder, like, oh, wow, after all, first of all, I don't even have to worry about things in school. God has already blessed me with them. God has already blessed me with this. God has blessed me with that. Before you know it, young people, the things that you need, and they will come through the most unlikely source.
Yes.
The things that you need. Y'all, I know what I'm talking about. They're the most unlikely source. Hallelujah. And God will be that friend that's sticking closer than a brother. He will be there with you in the nighttime, in the night when things seem to be kind of creepy around you or whatever. He's going to be that friend that comforts you. He's going to be that friend that's going to stick by you. When it seems like all your friends done joined the witness protection thing, and you're looking for him, especially that buddy that say, yeah, man, I got your back. And you're looking for him, and you ain't nobody behind you. But Jesus will be. He'll be there for you. He'll always put somebody there to fight for you. He'll always put somebody in your corner that's going to encourage you. And even if he just has to say, hey, come to the scripture. And he can be so, that you will be able to feel his presence. Oh, my gosh. You're going to be able to feel the presence of God around you. Hallelujah. And God is going to show himself strong in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And please, when you get a chance, excuse me, drop me a line sometimes to RYMM, to P.O. Box 24554, and let me know what God is doing for you, young people. Let me know the miracles that he's working in your life. Hallelujah. Because he is right there to bless you, just like he is able to bless me and to bless older saints of God around you. He's not just an adult God. He's not a Jesus that's only for adults. He is there right there. He's for you too. Hallelujah. And he loves you. He loves you. And he loves you. Be blessed of the Lord. Thank you. Be blessed.
Hallelujah.
That's a bird. Hallelujah.
And children, if you'd like to send something to a drive a line to Pastor Peaches, you can put on your letter, Pastor Peaches, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. That's Pastor Peaches, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death,
blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your way will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today.
Hallelujah.
And on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
Thank you, Lord.
In remembrance.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. Your word says in Satan 4:18. And Isaiah 61, verse 1, 2, and 3. Your word declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world, in Utah and in Montana, hallelujah, in Poland and Germany and China and Australia and South America, North America, Europe, hallelujah, Africa. All over the world, thank you, Lord. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took off for the cross. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's read together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, thank you, Jesus. God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of Elijah that is Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Fire. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for our Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession. We speak for every man and woman, boy and girl in our family and our extended family. We speak as if we are them. We stand in the place for them. We intercede for them. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective and not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're prideful ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of hope. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling every little fault before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, in glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
I need to ask you one more question.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Lord, heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. my cup. Fill my cup.
Fill my cup.
Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have.
Thank you.
Use me for your glory today.
Hallelujah.
Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Ghost on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow.
Yes.
And miracles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spirits of authority to find the enemy.
Thank
Satan,
you.
The Lord God, we pick you, we curse you from the root and command you to be found in Jesus' name.
In the name of
and Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
And be hallelujah. God bless you. Before I have Pastor Peters, I'll give the addresses of the scriptures on tonight. If you need to call and get them texted to you later, you can do that. Her telephone number is 443-416-1201. And, of course, hallelujah, if you need a link to our GoFundMe page, you can ask her for that, too. Now, Pastor Peters, can you give us the address or addresses of the scriptures on tonight?
Yes. You got your A-plus ready?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 6, Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark 11, verses 23 and 24. Mark 5, verses 28 and 34. John chapter 9, verse 6, and 2 Kings 5, verses 10 and 14.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, some of you who are new to this service is probably asking, why does he use so many scriptures? I have an easy answer for you. Life is an open book test.
Hallelujah.
And the book is the holy word of God, the holy scriptures, the holy writ, the sword, whatever you want to call your Bible. That's why the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought about the message on today, I said, well, I've got three scriptures. That's what I want to use. And as I began to meditate, saute, marinate, and ruminate, the list of three went to what?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, it's not bad because it used to be about 16 to 18, something like that. Praise God.
Ooh.
Well, we want to start with a man named John.
Okay.
And John did something that is still we deal with it today. John paved the foundation for a lot of other inventions on today. John's name, I got to spell his last name because I can't pronounce it. Let me tell you what he did. In 1910, he invented the padlock. Yes, the padlock. You know, you got a key, you open up the lock, you can lock stuff up. And, of course, you still have padlock locks today.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy process. You got the key, stick it in, turn it, and it's open. Mm. His name was John. Last name is Junk Unc. J-U-N-K-U-N-C. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but I think he's gone on to be to his reward. So I think his family probably changed their name somewhere along the line.
Wouldn't you?
Now, that was a padlock. And then there was a gentleman by the name of Christopher. And I like Christopher. I know a bunch of Christophers. Got some in my family. Because Christ is in the name, Christopher. Hallelujah. This gentleman... I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly as well. His name was Christopher Polham. Polham. P-O-L, P as in Paul, P-O-L-H-E-M, M as in Mary. And he did something around 1870, 1860. He invented the combination lock, the modern. Now, let me back up on this. There were versions of padlocks and combination locks way back in Roman times, 500 B.C. to maybe 300 A.D. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But modern, what we consider padlocks, combination locks today, was invented in the mid-1800s by a Swedish guy named... Christopher Polham. You say, well, what is that? What does that have to do with the subject on tonight's message? Well, I have to let you know the subject for you to, and then explain the connection.
Mm-hmm.
The subject of tonight's message is in the form of a question. When does healing begin? When does healing begin? Now I have to tie the history in with what the subject is. Because healing, sometimes people are instantaneously healed, like a padlock. Put the key in, turn it, and it's open. It's there. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
The other times, it's a process. Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Amen.
Sometimes, when we were in high school, we put a padlock on our locker. And when we had to get a book out of there, we'd go, stick the key in, turn it, go in and get it. Sometimes we try to be smart. We put a combination lock on that. And if we didn't be careful, we could go by the numbers, and we had to do it all over again because it was a process.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Read a first scripture.
Matthew 6:6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
There are four types of healing prayers. I want you to get that. You can write this down. Number one is your closet prayer. Number two, okay, closet prayer. That's you and the Lord, and you're grabbing a scripture, and you're hanging on that scripture. Number two is a prayer of agreement. Prayer of agreement. Number three is the corporate healing prayer, where the elders done bathed you in oil and prayed over you. That's number three. So you got closet prayer, prayer of agreement, the elders prayer, corporate prayer of healing. Then you got the prayer shared by someone who has the gifts of healing. Hallelujah. Now, that first scripture was about the closet prayer. Okay, give the second scripture.
Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Hallelujah. Prayer of agreement. Again, the subject of tonight's message is, when does healing start, or when does healing take place? Neighbor, or say neighbor. Somebody say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
When does healing start?
When does healing start?
Or take place. Or take place.
Or take place.
Thank you. Thank you, neighbor. Hallelujah. Okay. Read the third scripture.
James 5:14-15.
Go ahead.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
Praise God. Again, when does healing take place? Or when does healing start? And the last scripture. Oh, not the last scripture, the next scripture.
Okay. This one's the last.
I am sorry about that.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 12:9 says, hallelujah, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
Hallelujah. It's operated by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God. That's the gifts of healing. Thank you, Jesus. When does healing begin? Go to the next scripture.
Matthew 21:22.
I'm going to try to start answering that. Go ahead.
Okay. Matthew 21:22 says, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
When you believe, you shall receive. A lot. If you ask some folks, well, when did you get the healing? Well, when I start feeling better, or when what was messed up is no longer messed up. Mm-mm. You get your healing when you ask God for healing and you believe it. You see it with the eyes of your faith, because the just shall live by what?
Faith.
But it hasn't manifested itself. I ain't talking about manifestation. I'm talking about when it happens. It happens when you use your faith. Romans 1:17. Galatians 3:11. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Read the next scripture.
Mark 9:23.
Go ahead.
Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
When you believe, stuff happens.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, you believe in, you're believing for that home, you're believing for that car, you're believing for that job. Use your imagination. Your imagination is not bad. It only becomes bad when you use it for the wrong thing.
Amen.
Or you're imagining the wrong thing. But when you imagine the blessings of the Lord, when you imagine the healing of the Lord, when you imagine you were broken, but now you're whole. You were sick, but now you're well. Come on now. When you imagine that, I'm not talking about the manifestation. I'm talking about your belief.
Hallelujah.
You shall receive. Believe. It starts everything. That answers that question. When are you healed? When you believe.
Hallelujah.
You don't believe? You can cry, snort, spit, run out, cry, all kinds of stuff. And ain't nothing going to show up. Ain't nothing going to, you can get the Pope to pray over you. And you have the capacity, you call yourself a child of the King, and the Bible says the just shall live by faith, and you don't put your faith into action, hallelujah. James 1:22, verse 25 says, hallelujah, faith without works is what?
Dead.
You ain't getting nothing. So don't y'all go around there blaming, I didn't heal, God didn't heal me. Where is your faith, brother man? Where is your faith, brother woman? Read me another scripture.
Mark 11:23-24.
Read.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Did you hear? You heard? When you pray, or when you go through all of those four healing prayer types, believe that you receive. Believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel nothing different. I didn't ask you to feel something. I said believe something. That's what the word of God said. Believe. And don't doubt in your heart.
Amen.
Don't be saying, I hope, I hope, I hope. That ain't faith. That's like you get to a slot machine. I hope, I hope, I hope all the cherries going to come up or whatever. I hope, I hope, I hope. No, you speak the words of faith because the just shall live by what?
Faith.
What order did you shut up?
Hallelujah, thank you.
Hallelujah. You don't have to go there. Romans 4:17. So you can call those things that be not as though they were. You haven't seen the pain's still there. Stuff is still there. But you call those things that be not as though they were. One song says, let the weak say they're strong. I am healed. You don't say I'm not sick. You're throwing up all over the place and your family, other, but you can say, with his stripes, I am healed. And then just don't stop there. You stop too soon, y'all. You give up too soon. You got to visualize you being healed. You got to visualize, glory to God. You got to visualize you walking. I done visualized myself running around, glory, Lake Montebello two times without stopping. I'm like, glory to God. What you talking about? I visualize this stuff. Bring your thoughts, hallelujah, glory to God. 2 Corinthians 10:5, bring your thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Obedience, in other words, right standing with what Christ said. I just gave you those scriptures in Mark. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Mark 5:28-34.
Go ahead.
For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Verse 34 says, and he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole.
This is the
faith whole of thy plague.
Praise God. This is a famous scripture about the woman with the issue of blood. I think she said 12 years and went everywhere, spent all the money and all that kind of stuff. But it didn't say that she said within herself. Only when Jesus came by, was that verse 28? She said within herself.
Mm-hmm.
She imagined that if I touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made whole. She didn't say I might be made whole. She didn't say I hope I'll be made whole. She concretely said, read that 28 verse again.
Well, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
No, she said, may be whole.
Shall be.
Could be.
Shall be.
She visualized this before she got to him. And then what happened in 34?
And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith.
Stop right there. Your mama's faith.
Yours.
Or the preacher's faith.
Yours.
Let me just give a little caveat here. The only time where somebody's faith is called for is when you have faith and what we are dealing with needs a little bit more, like one child to take 1,000 to 10,000. Or you can be like with Lazarus or the little girl that was dead. I don't know if she had any faith. I can't tell. You know, because the word of God said they were dead. They were not alive. But somebody had faith.
Amen.
To believe God. And the prayer of faith raised them up. Okay. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah, Jesus. John 9:6. It says, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
Let me just share this with you. Again, when I shared about the padlock and the combination lock, one's instantaneous, others a process. Healing actually began when Christ put the clay on the eyes. But it was not complete until that blind man did what God told him to do. Go and bathe. Now, he could say, well, I don't have to go over there. I got a pitcher of water over there. That's not what God said do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm going to tell you, you do what God says, and you will get what God says you can get. Hallelujah. Go. Continue reading.
2 Kings 5, 10 and 14. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Verse 14, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child.
Now, we were talking about the Syrian. I think his name was Naaman. And he had leprosy. Leprosy was rampant in Israel at this time, in the Middle East. And this was a high military official of the Syrian government. And he expected some grandiose thing for him to have to do in order to get healed. Number one, he expected the man of God, Elisha, to come out and greet him. He didn't come out. He just sent word and told him what to do. And he was barking at this one. Naaman's servant said, look here, if he asked you to do something great, you probably would have done that. This, he's had to do something small. Now, let me give you some history. At this time, the Jordan was a muddy place. It wasn't clear, pristine blue water. You could see the bottom of it. No.
Mm.
So it was hard. He had to humble himself and do what the prophet of the Lord told him to do, because he thought he was the high mucky muck. Now, you're going to come out and see me. He didn't do it, just sent word. Then go dip 7 times. But what happened when he finally, after struggling with that, did what the man of God said to do? Read that second verse in that indicated.
Then when he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
He did not dip one time and say, oh, this ain't working, or 2 times, it ain't working, or 3. He did exactly what the man of God said to do. 7 times, he did 7 times. He got totally, completely healed. Y'all, when does healing begin? Healing begins when you believe in your heart and you visualize your healing.
Hallelujah.
No tangible manifestation of your healing at all.
Thank you, Lord.
No signs. The pain may be still there. The lump may be still there. But you heal.
Hallelujah.
Because of your faith. Put your faith to action, y'all. Part of your faith is your imagination. That's a part of your faith. Imagine what God said is true. Because it is. And put it into action. Hallelujah. There's some folk right now that have been going through stuff. And you've been waiting for your healing. I got news for you. Your healing has been waiting for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Your healing has been waiting for you.
Hallelujah.
To believe what God said. Believe what God said. How you believe what God said, you visualize it in your mind's eye. You see the situation corrected. You see the condition totally healed. You see it with the eyes of your faith, because the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Not your mama's faith, your brother's faith, the preacher's faith. Baby, you're going to have faith for yourself. But, you know, alibi Al ain't going to get yourself healed. Well, you know, I don't go to church as often. They ask nothing about whether you go to church often enough. It didn't even say whether you are a member of a church. He said, do you want to be whole? He asked the blind man, what do you want? He said, I want to see. He didn't ask him what church he belonged to. He didn't ask him what he baptized in. He didn't ask whether he was a Jesus only or a Trinitarian. He said, what do you want from me? I want to see. Hallelujah. You want to be healed? Thank you, Jesus. See, God's speaking to all of us because we're dealing with something in our lives. Some folk right now are dealing with depression because depression is the absence of hope. But if you get this thing like, look, go to those scriptures. You go to those scriptures, especially Matthew 21, 22. Hallelujah. Mark 9, 23. And Mark 11:24, that's going to bless you. And then you put your imagination, you imagine yourself completely whole, healed, and delivered.
Hallelujah.
Put feet to your faith.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
I don't care which way you do it, whether it's in your closet, a prayer of agreement, the elder came and baptized you in oil. Hallelujah. Or somebody who has a gift that healing came by. You got to hook that fish, that person, with your faith. Your faith is the hook that brings deliverance to you. Stop blaming God. I ain't got my healing yet. Have you seen it with the eyes of your faith? No. Your healing is waiting for you, brother. Your healing is waiting for you, sister. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I send the word of God to heal right now. Psalms 107, verse 20. I send the word of God to heal right now. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 through 10. Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. I send the word to heal right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 3 John 1 and 2 says, beloved, I wish God speaking to you. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, healed, whole, and healthy, even as your soul prospers.
Yes.
Your soul prospers that you live by faith. The greatest thing that you could ever do to please God and to pave the way for your healing is to put your faith into action. Hebrews 11:6 says, hallelujah, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You're going to get rewarded by the tangible manifestation of your healing, which happened already because you start with the eyes of your faith. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while?
Thank you, Jesus.
When do your healing start, begins, happens? When you believe in your heart, when you visualize your healing, hallelujah.
Because
if you believe, you're going to receive. You're waiting. Well, my healing comes when I feel better. No, it comes before.
Amen.
The tangible manifestation. You got to have the faith and put it into action.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. We praise your name.
Amen. Amen.
We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. What is yours, oh God? Give 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Pastor Peaches.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. If there's anybody out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me for my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you have prayed that prayer, hallelujah, please call us. If you need a Bible, hallelujah, please call us. Let us know you need a Bible. You need communion elements.
Hallelujah. We'll make arrangements to get it to you. Hallelujah. We want you to grow in the Lord. We want you to grow in the Word of God. We want you to have the Word of God. Hallelujah. God will make a way for us to get it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, hallelujah. Address your envelope. The Potter's House of Renewing Your Mind Ministries. P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you want to call us, 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. God is good, and His Word is good. You wouldn't serve a God like this.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Believe God for your healing. Hallelujah. Stand on those scriptures. God, you said it. Give God back His Word. Speak the Word back to Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God will do just what His Word said.
Praise
him out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Peter's master, something extra here. Hallelujah.
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Somebody has a need. They need to sow a seed. If you have Cash App, you can sow a seed today. Put $, capital T. The rest of the letters are small letters. P, H,
C,
C,
E,
C,
W, C.
W, C. Send that. If you have a need, sow a seed. If you want to receive, believe.
Hallelujah.
Healing begins with your belief.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And smile upon you.
Hallelujah. That Cash App again is $, capital T, T, H, C, P, W, C. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.